with a call to worship in 1 Samuel 15. If you do not have a Bible of your own, I encourage you to grab one. There should be one under the seat nearby, a hardcover black Bible. If you do not own a Bible, we want you to take that as our gift to you. We're going to open the Bible quite a few times throughout our service today, definitely in the preaching. But 1 Samuel chapter 15, just two verses as our call to worship this morning. 1 Samuel 15, starting in verse 22, God's Word says this, "And Samuel said, 'Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to listen than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of divination, and presumption is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected you from being king.'" God desires and God expects the obedience of his people. More than sacrifices, more than offerings, more than doing things, he desires and expects obedience from his people. Further, God is good. You know, sometimes when we see somebody expecting obedience of us, we think they're after their own purposes and their own agendas that are contrary to ours. But actually with God, God is both good and he is also good for us. He wants good things of us. And so actually God's way is the best way. Obeying God is actually the best thing that we can do. It's the best way to live our life. This morning, we're going to start a sermon series on 1 and 2 Samuel, this one book of the Bible, 1 and 2 Samuel. And some of you are like, no, it's two books. I get it, it's two books. Somewhere in the past, they put it in two books just so that it could be on two scrolls instead of one, most likely. And that gives you an idea of how old this story is. But as we read it and as we get into it, I think you're going to see and you're going to notice like, no, this is one big story within the grand big story of the Bible. As we work through this one book, we're going to see that this is not just history, this is not just a story, this is not just a group of stories, but these are stories that have lessons. And whenever we read God's Word, there's an intent. God has a plan for us and he has something for us to get from the story. Those of us who will be preaching this book together have summarized God's intent for us in this book in this way, and you'll see it on the screen. In every circumstance, trust God's anointed king and walk in his grace. I just want to talk for a moment as we get ready to start this preaching series about each one of those phrases. The first phrase is kind of that middle phrase. Trust God's anointed king. Trust God's anointed king. Ultimately, God himself is to be the ruler of our life. And we're going to see in our sermon series, we're always like this book of 1 and 2 Samuel is going to have a giant arrow pointing us to Jesus Christ. He is ultimately the anointed king of God who we're supposed to submit our lives to. And so often, who is ruling our lives? It's us and or it's people that we want to think well of us. And so really throughout this whole sermon series, I want us to remember like two giant truths and just like constantly be telling ourselves and one another these two truths. And number one is there is a God. And number two is I'm not him. Right? If we can just constantly be rehearsing those, we will help and realize that we need to trust God as our king, God's anointed king, not ourselves. The end phrase of our summary statement is walk in his grace. You see, we don't deserve to be the people of God. We don't deserve to be in Christ's kingdom because we have sinned against God. But it is his grace, it is his undeserved gift that welcomes us into his kingdom, that welcomes us into his family. And so we need his grace. And we need to walk in it. You see, one of the problems with the Christian faith is so many times we want to make it like this intellectual thing where we just believe these things or we just think these things or we leave it like really ethereal, but we actually need to walk in the commandments of the Lord, walk in the ways of the Lord. So we need to walk in His grace. And then that first phrase is the context. In every circumstance, we need to trust God's anointed King and walk in His grace. You see, there's circumstances that come into our lives that cause us to want to like ditch this whole idea of following God's way and do something else. And we need to realize that it is in every circumstance that we are to trust God as our King and to walk in His grace. So that's where we're going in this sermon series. We're going to trust God's anointed King. We're going to walk in His grace, and we're going to do so in every circumstance. So let me pray for us in this time together. Lord, thank you for your word. Lord, thank you for the various types of literature that you give us in your word. You give us law, you give us poetry, you give us letters, you give us all sorts of things, and you give us stories. So, Lord, we thank you for that. Lord, as we examine this narrative of 1 and 2 Samuel, Lord, I pray that you would submit us to your word. Submit us to King Jesus as the rightful ruler of our lives. Lord, I pray that you would teach us to walk in your grace. And Lord, I pray that you would help us to do so in every circumstance that comes into our lives. Lord, we love you. We praise you. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.